弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
感谢主，我们在主面前再有一次思考和交通的机会。
Thanks the Lord to give us this time for sharing。
我们先有一个祷告。
And let's have another prayer。
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you。
为着你救我们，我们赞美你。
Because you save us, we praise you。
为着你把我们带到你的家中，我们赞美你。
Because you bring us to your home, we praise you。
为着你要我们在你的家中能够进入基督身体的认识和经历，我们赞美你。
Because you want us to have the knowledge and understanding of your family, we praise you。
也为着你借着你的家来彰显你自己国度的实际和丰富，我们赞美你。
And because you want to use this family to reveal your abundance and your kingdom, we praise you.
我们是在求你使用这一点点有限的时间。
And we ask you to use this limited time.
向我们的心说话。
Speak to our heart.
若不是你说话，我们不过是鸣的锣响的钹。
If it's not your word, we are just making noise.
我们求你帮助我们。
We ask you to help us.
愿你倾倒你的话在我们当中。
May you pour down your word into us.
无论是讲的、翻译的、听的，我们都一同等候在你的面前。
No matter the one who speak, translate or listen, we await before you.
我们求你使我们在这么有限的时间、有限的交通当中遇见你自己。
We ask you to meet us in this limited fellowship and limited time.
把我们需要听见或者需要明白。需要认识、需要进入的话赐给我们。
And give us the word that we should be listening to, understanding.
求你在我们身上做人所不能做的工作。
And may you work the power that man cannot do.
使我们像那个写诗人一样，愿意把自己彻底的、完全的一生奉献在你的手中。
May we like the poet who wrote the hymns that we can sanctify and give ourselves to you.
除了你自己亲自做工显现之外，没有人能够成就这事。
Except you who actually reveal and accomplish this work, no one else can do it.
求你在我们身上做那人所不能做的工作。
And may you work on us that the man's hand cannot do.
好叫你当得的荣耀、敬拜、爱戴是单单的归给你自己。
So that all the glory and love and praising belong to you.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 好，我们读两处的圣经。
Let's read two scriptures.
罗马书第六章。
Book of Romans chapter 6.
十二到十九节。
12 to 19.
十二节，所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王。使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires.
也不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Do not offer the part of your body to sin as instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God.At those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the part of your body to him as instrument of righteousness.
罪必不能做你们的主，因为你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace.
这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means.
岂不晓得你们献上自己做奴仆，顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one who you obey, whether you are slaves to sin,which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness.
感谢神，因为你们从前虽然做罪的奴仆，现今却从 心里顺服了所传给你们道理的模范。
But thanks to the Lord, to the God, that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted.
你们既从罪里得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
我因你们肉体的软弱，就照人的常话对你们说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆，以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆，以至于成圣。
I put this in human terms because you are weak in your nature selves. Just as you used to offer the part of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever-increasing wickedness, so now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness.
再读十二章第一到第五节。
And let's turn to chapter 12.Verse 11.
十二章第一节到第五节。
Verse 1-5.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove that God's will is His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的。要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same functions.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
So in Christ we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
我们过去这么有几次来思想这个。从罗马书我们来思想奉献的意义。
In the past few times, we had used this book of Romans to understand offerings.
结果我们发现奉献不是像我们以前所想的那样。
And then we find out the difference of what we had thought.
奉献是个有福的事情。
Offering sacrifice is a blessing.
一个基督徒他一得救，他一受浸归入主耶稣基督的名下，他就应该进入这个奉献的时境。
Once a Christian become Christian and get baptized, he should enter into this offering status.
这不是神要从他身上夺取什么。
It's not something that God wants to take away from him.
这乃是神要把神的祝福临到这个奉献的人。
But it is the time for God to give blessings to this person.
因为我们是从黑暗的权势底下被救出来，然后进入神爱子的国度。
Because we are being saved from this darkness and enter into the sonship.
谁能告诉我们神爱子的国度里面是怎么回事？
Who can tell us how it is like in the sonship kingdom?
如果我们没有亲身的经历尝到在神爱子国度里面的实际，我们根本没有办法告诉人家。
If we had not personally experienced, then we cannot tell anyone else.
所以在国度里面，第一件事情就是生命，国度的生命，新造的生命。
So in this kingdom, the main thing to look at is the new life.
谁能进入这个新造的生命？
Who can have this new life?
谁经历这个新造的生命？
Who had this new life experience?
愿意把自己彻底奉献在主手中的人。
Is for those who is willing to sacrifice totally.
而且呢，这个不但 这个在新的国度里面，在新的生命里面，它还有一个特性，就是我们能够顺服神。
In this new kingdom, there is another characteristic, which is a total obedience.
只有顺服神的人才知道神的宝贵。
Only the one who obey can understand God.
常常跟神在那里顶撞的人，他虽然经历神的恩典和怜悯，但是他对于神的宝贵，总没有比那个真正顺服的人认识和经历更多。
The one who is always struggling with God, even though he experienced grace and love, they don't have the same understanding as the one who has total obedience.
而且神要把他的心意托付给他的儿女，是顺服的人才比较有机会得到。
And God wants to accomplish his will and give this burden to the one who obey.
就是拿我们今天抚养小孩子，你都会发现。
Just like us as a parent raising up our children.
如果我们的小孩他很会注意父母亲对他的有益的帮助，你会发现这个孩子他的成长，他的那个得着是远超过所想象的。
If a children totally accept and obey the parents' help and guidance, then the growth of this child will exceed your expectation.
如果这个孩子他从很小就是 no 不要 no 不要。
However, if a children from little he always say to the parents no or disobedient.
神有再大的计划，或者父母有再好的计划给他，通通不能成就。
No matter how good the plan that God has or the parents has for this child, it cannot be accomplished.
原因在哪里？
What is the reason?
原因在拒绝。
Because of the rejection.
他其实你知道，我是一到信主之后，我才发现，圣经告诉我们说，人生的早期呢，其实都是一片空白。
Only after I become a Christian, then I realized that what the Bible had mentioned to us that in our early life, everything is blank.
在我青少年的时候，我懂一点点，我觉得我懂得很多，就我就可以做决定，我就认为这样那样，然后。那些对我有益的东西通通进不了。
When I'm still young, I feel like I know a lot of things, so I can make my own decisions, so all the other good things that I rejected cannot benefit me.
直到我信了主，我读了圣经，我才发现圣经老早告诉我们说，我们少年时期所经过的一切都要经过神的审判，但是事实上我们许多在实际上来讲都是空白的。
So only after I become a Christian and I read the Bible, and I understand that the Bible mentioned all the youth age, what we did will be under judgment, and what we have done were actually blank.
我自己明白这件事情之后，我就很希望年轻的弟兄姊妹或年轻人能够明白这件事情。
After I understand this, I want the youth, the new generation, to understand this.
就包括我们刚信主的弟兄姊妹
and including the new believers.
我们虽然是知识分子，我们虽然也有懂许多东西，但在神面前来讲的话，我必须承认我们是一无所知。
Even though we have intelligent, even though we have high scholars, but in terms of God's will, we know nothing.
如果我们不能够谦卑把自己交给主的话，我们可能会从信主到见主仍然是一无所知。
If we do not humble ourselves before the Lord, then we will never meet the Lord from the day that we become Christian till the day we meet the Lord.
但是我们可能在这个过程当中，我们发了很多的热心，做了很多的事情，但在神看来呢，一无所知。
Even though we might have done a lot of things for God, but all these things may be worthless to God.
这是严肃的事情。
This is a serious matter.
这我是用人生的经历换来这个明白的。
I exchanged my life experience to get this understanding.
我很感谢，我看到那段圣经的时候，我突然发现我以前就走在那个负面的那个光景底下。
I thanked the Lord that He opened me up to this verse, that I realized what I had done wrong.
所以罗马书第七章第八章告诉我们，奉献的人才能真正进入生命的成长。
So in the book of Romans chapter 7 and chapter 8 tell us that only the consecrated persons can enter into the Lord.
不要以为我们得一点知识叫做生命成长。
Do not feel that we get some knowledge and that's called growth.
你所得的认识都要经过考验。
All that you know has to get put into experiment.
Testing.
Has to put into testing.
所以有很多东西我们以为有的，我们需要真正的放在被考验的环境底下，才知道说到底有还是没有。
So even though you think you have it, but it has to gone through the testing period to tell whether you really have it.
什么人能够经过考验？
So who can be experiencing these testings?
奉献的人才有机会。
Only a consecrated person.
所以奉献人才能那个生命成长，然后到长成到神所要我们得到的那个丰富。
Only the consecrated people can grow their life into what God wants.
所以基督徒的一生应该都是持续在奉献的实际底下，能够达到神所要我们达到的。
So Christians should live a life, a consecrated life, to reach God's will.
这是有福的。
This is a blessing.
这是神要让我们走最快的路，而且是最有把握的路。
This is the fastest road, shortest road that God wants us to walk on.
到了罗马书第十二章就告诉我们，要进入教会的生活，没有奉献的人不可能进入教会的生活。
In the book of Romans chapter 12 told us that the one who wants to enter into the life of church requires this consecrated life.
教会不是让人表演的地方。
A church is not for people to perform.
教会不是表现我的才华的地方。
A church is not a place to show us up.
教会本身就是基督的身体。
The church is the body of Christ.
是活的。
Is a living.
是生命的。
Is a living body.
教会不是个组织。
A church is not an organization.
它是有机体，它是生命的。
Is a living organization.
No. Organ.
Is a living organ.
所以它是活的。
So it's living.
如果我们不进入这个实际，
If we don't have this reality,
我们看教会只是一个活动，一个活动，一个活动，一个活动。
Then we look at churches having many activities.
但生命从来没有认真的经历过。
But there is no life in it.
我有个经历给大家参考一下。
I would like to share an experience.
这是我上次交通完之后哈。
After I had my last fellowship.
这个主一直让我回想起一件事情。
Lord reminded me one thing.
这是我小时候，我在小学还没毕业的时候。
That is when I was little, when I'm still in the primary school.
因为我个子长高是长得比较晚，我是那时候个子还矮矮的。
I have a short body.
但是那时候我决定呢，要学骑脚踏车。
But I want to learn how to ride bike.
但是那个时候我家的脚踏车呢，只有那种大人骑的高的28寸的那种脚踏车。
But the bike that I have at home is the adult bike.
我这个人站在那个脚踏车面前哈，我只头比那个把手高一点点而已。
So when I'm standing next to the bike, my head is the same height as the handle.
车这么大，人这么小，怎么学？
How can I learn to ride this bike when I'm so little?
而且没有人在我后面帮我扶着。
And there is no one else behind me to help me hold the bike.
我连推那个车都推不稳。
I couldn't even hold and push the bike steadily.
不小心呢就倒下去呢，我连把那个车要扶起来都很困难。
Even when the bike fell, it's hard for me to lift it back up.
然后我学的地方呢，又是很受限制的地方。
And the place that I want to start riding is very small.
因为我们住在这个台湾的所谓的眷村哈。那眷村都是房子很挤很挤的，都挤在一起。
I live in this village in Taiwan that all these buildings are very close to each other.
然后呢，我们那个在我有家最近呢，有一块地方呢，那条路了，那比较宽一点。
And there is this little road which is a little wider than any others.
那多宽呢？就是这个大概两倍，就是这个宽度两倍。
And probably twice as big as wide as this aisle.
那旁边是什么呢？旁边是水泥墙。
And what next to these this road, they are cement walls.
有多长呢？
And how long?
大概三四十公尺。
Maybe about 30 feet.
然后呢，一头呢是人家的住家。
One end is another home.
另外一头呢是大水沟。
And another end is a drain, a big drain.
那个大水沟不是盖起来的。 大水沟是打开的。
And it's an open drain.
所以你知道我在学那个脚踏车的时候是很害怕的。
So I was scared when I was riding it.
不小心呢就冲到水沟里面去。
Carelessly, then you will run into the stream.
不小心呢就撞墙。
And if it's carelessly, you will hit the wall.
不小心呢就冲到人家家里面去。
Or you will run into the house.
然后呢，我又怎么学呢？我个子又那么小，我们那个脚踏车哈，中间还有一个横杠，所以我只能呢把自己呢钻在那个三角洞里面去学。
I was so short, so how do I ride it? I ride in the middle of the bike.
然后呢，我呢不能两只手抓把手，我只能一只手，左手抓把手。
I couldn't both hands holding the handle, so I could only use one hand.
我右手呢就紧紧抱着那个座位，这样抱得很紧。
And then my right hand is holding the seat.
就这样子学起来。
And this is how I learned.
有时候摔一下。脚破皮了，还要再起来。
I fell, scratch my skin, and then I get up and do it again.
感谢主的怜悯，当时虽然我不认识主，但是我还是学会了。
At that time I wasn't Christian, and thanks the Lord, I learned how to ride bike.
所以我学脚踏车，第一次学会的时候，我是单手驾脚踏车。
So the first time I learned how to ride a bike is using one hand.
而且是什么？是左手驾脚踏车。
And I was using my left hand.
有人左手很灵光啊，我是左手最不灵光的。
My left hand was not my handy hand.
我这个两只手要做巧的事情，要做很巧的事情，都是右手在做。
My right hand is more handy than my left hand.
但是呢，我骑脚踏车这件事情呢，我的左手呢是第一把。
But for riding bike, I was using my left hand.
这说明什么
？So what is this telling me?
就是这个身体在成长的过程当中
that when the body is growing,
环境有艰难
there is this difficulties in the environment,
那身体还是要成长
but your body still have to grow,
还要经过这个艰难
and your body has gone through these troubles,
或者说要从神或者要得到恩赐
or when your body is ready to receive grace,
那我身体的肢体就需要什么互相的搭配
Then my body part has to help each other.
我没有等到我长高长大了再来学，那我长到哪我一坐上去就可以了，根本就不必钻那小洞。
I didn't wait till I grew taller before I ride the bike.
但是呢，神给我一个机会，什么？我必须钻那个小洞去学。但是呢，我整每一个肢体都很辛苦。
But I have this urge to learn the riding the bike, and I was riding in underneath the bike, and every body part of mine has to struggle to do it.
结果学会了之后，我就发现做某一些事情，我左手比右手厉害。
And then after I accomplish it, I realized my left hand is for some other things are better than the right hand.
后来甚至呢，我去打篮球哈。
And then later on, when I start playing basketball,
我的勾射左手的勾射哈，就是比右手厉害。
And my left hand was better than my right hand.
这就是什么？这就是那个在成长的过程当中哈，因为要克服这个环境，整个身体一起学习的缘故，左手产生的这个恩赐出来。
And what is this telling us? It's telling us that our body part, because we have to overcome troubles, then my left hand starts being used and start being raised.
到现在即使我开车我都发现我左手单手在那里开比右手还要好。
Even nowadays when I'm driving, sometimes I realize that my left hand is being used more than my right hand.
所以这是什么？这是生出来的。就是说这是生命的成长这样走出来的。
So this is the growth of your life.
我想这是给我们去思考。
I think this is
身体的经历。身体的经历就好像有类似像这样的情况。
I think this is something for every one of us to meditate, thinking about our body parts growth.
所以弟兄姊妹在一起聚集就有这样类似的情况。
So brothers and sisters gathering together has the same phenomenon.
所以我们要把握可以在一起这个身体经历的机会。
We have to grab all the chance that all these body parts, all of us getting together.
上次交通完之后还有另外一件事情主一直提醒我。
After the last fellowship, there is another thing that Lord reminded me.
我们必须承认，我们虽然信主一段时间，但是对于基督身体的这个认识，或者是经历上，常常很缺乏的。
We have to admit that even after being a Christian for a while, we do not totally understand the Christ body.
特别是我们在99年搬到这边来，跟弟兄姊妹一起寻求，一起在主面前成长。
Especially after we moved here in 1999 and to grow together with the church.
我在跟弟兄姊妹相处的这一段时间。
In these fellowships with brothers and sisters.
你们可以知道。在我们当中，我们所认识的弟兄，第一个让我感觉到对身体有认识的是谁吗？
Do you know who I felt that the first brother I met has the most understanding of Christ's body?
我已经告诉你是弟兄了。
And I told you it's a brother.
但那个弟兄现在不在我们当中。
But the brother is already not with us.
那个弟兄是田正中弟兄。
And he is Brother Tian.
这个弟兄呢，是一个非常向主非常真的一个弟兄。
This brother is very serious to the Lord.
他有他在主面前特别的那一份。
He has a special share with the Lord.
但是他不会因为他特别有一份，而会轻看别人那一份。
But not because he felt he is important, then he looked down on others.
而且呢，我特别感受到。我们弟兄呢，向着主有敞开的心。
And I especially felt that this brother has this open heart to the Lord.
所以，当我们在这里寻求这个身体的交通、身体的经历的时候，他是第一个让我感觉到说，他不是光明白而已，他进入这个经历。
He is the first one that during all these times fellowship that I see that not only he has the knowledge, but he has the living.
而且不但进入这个经历，他也会在弟兄姊妹当中，他交通说：“哎，这个真的很宝贵啊！”他发现这是很说圣经是这样写，我现在这样经历，然后我发现呢，这在神面前是很重要、很宝贵的。
And he always tell us that what he read from the Bible and what he experienced is so precious.
所以他也传递这个负担。
So he also pass on his experience.
只是。神给他的时间没有那么长。
But God didn't give him the long time.
但是呢，虽然时间没有那么长，当他被主接走的时候，我们都很震撼，而且我们都很不愿意。
Even though the time is short, and when he was received by the Lord, we are unwilling to let him go.
从人的角度，或者从我们从地上的角度来看，我们觉得教会很大的损失。
From human point of view, we felt it's a great loss.
我们没有办法去解释这么多事情。
We couldn't explain everything.
但是从神的角度来讲话，神说他该把他带走就带走了，我们没办法讲什么。
But the point of view from the God feel is the time to take him.
但是呢，就着弟兄他在主面前认识和经历，对我有影响。
But according to what his knowledge and his experience has affected me.
我看到了希望。
I saw the hope.
只要我们愿意向神敞开
Only as long as we are willing to open ourselves to the Lord
只要我们能够接纳神所接纳的
As long as we are willing to receive what God is willing to receive
只要我们愿意站在神借着耶稣基督救我们把我们放在的那个真实的新的地位上
As long as we are willing to be put by the Christ on the place that he wants us to be on
不在乎我们原先懂多少
Then we don't care what we had before.
不在乎我们原来是错的或对的。
And we don't care whether we were right or wrong before.
神有办法让我们从不知道变成知道。
God has a way to make us understand things.
神有办法让我从没有经历变成有经历。
And God has a way to let us experience what we had not experienced before.
神有办法让我从觉得这个不重要，然后变成觉得这是很宝贵的事情。
God has a way to show me what is precious and what is not.
所以这里告诉我们说，我们在教会的聚集当中，能不能够因为我们照着神的心意去聚集，能够在我们的每一个弟兄姊妹里面产生对主的盼望。
So it's important for us to have this gathering and to understand whether we can create hope for other brothers and sisters.
我们很不希望我们多年在一起聚集。
We do not hope that All these years of gathering.
我们也做这个，我们也做那个。
We did this and we did that.
我们也这样追求，也那样追求。
We had all these fellowship and the other fellowship.
我们也这样的服侍，也那样的服侍。
We had these services and other services.
但讲到主所给我们的盼望，我们一无所得，我们无所得到。
But when we talk about God's hope on us, we understand nothing.
神是使人有盼望的神。
God is the God who gave us hope.
所以我如果一群有在神面前有盼望的人在一起聚集。
So if a people all together, if a group of people with hope gather together,
是不是要把神的盼望传递给我们？
Isn't it that we have to pass on this hope from God to us?
是不是叫我这个没有盼望的人可以变成有盼望？
Isn't it so that the one who doesn't have hope will receive hope?
所以每一个弟兄姊妹都成为那可能的器皿，把神的盼望带给每一位圣徒。
So each brothers and sisters can be used as tools to bring this God's hope to others.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
We need God's help.
这没有人自己可以创造自己的盼望。
Nobody can create our own hope.
教会是怎么来的？
How church come?
是因为我们觉得我们大家都很喜欢彼此，所以我们才来这里吗？
Is it because everyone like each other, so we gather together?
不是。
No.
教会的起源没有任何人有关，没有任何人有功劳。
There is nobody who can claim this successful, to form a church.
所以教会要达到神所预定的满有基督长成的身量，也没人有这个智慧。
And nobody has this wisdom to let a church grow into a full body.
当然没有这个智慧，你从哪里有这种能力呢？
So,
我们也没有这种能耐可以成就。
If you don't have this wisdom, how can you have this ability?
但是在奉献给主的、奉献给神的这些器皿身上，神会把盼望逐渐的形成在他身上。
But all these bodies who are willing to be consecrated, then God can use them.
所以当教会的每一个弟兄姊妹都进入这个奉献的经历和进入实际的时候，
So when every brothers and sisters experience this abundance in God,
我们能够看到的就不是一些少数的个人经历，
Then what we can see is just not a few persons' experience.
我们要让主在我们身上做一个团体的经历，
And we will let God work on collectively.
弟兄姊妹在主面前因为进入这个奉献身体进入身体的实际，
Because each brothers and sisters enter into this reality.
所以属灵的恩赐不是练出来的，是生出来，是长出来的。
Then the spiritual grace grow from it.
你知道练出来的，你会发现这个人呢，他有几餐在里面。
Something that you can practice out, then you become proud.
但是如果是主给的，是生命长出来的，这个人他想要以此骄傲都没有可能。
But if this is something that given by God to grow in you, then you cannot be proud of it.
所以当我们如果看到神圣灵的工作在每一个弟兄姊妹身上，在整个身体里面，让属灵的恩赐能够显明出来。
So if the work as collectively in the whole group and allow the life to grow and show,
你真的觉得神在我们当中吗？
Then you will know and feel that God is among us.
神不但在我们当中，神真的要成就他所要成就的，他所说的话。
Not only God is among us, He is going to accomplish His will.
如果我们跟弟兄姊妹都不在一起，
If we are not with brothers and sisters,
那就很可惜。
Then it's a pity.
就好像在教会初期的时候，
Just like in the beginning of the church age,
看见主耶稣复活有多少人？
How many saw Jesus Christ aroused from death?
如果照着圣经告诉我们，最少有500以上。
According to the Bible, at least 500 people.
但是愿意照着主耶稣所吩咐的在一起聚集祷告寻求有多少？
But how many were obeying the Lord to gather together and have gatherings?
120个。
Only 120.
不到四分之一。
Only, not even one fourth.
但是谁首先经历到这个身体的实际？
So who had first experienced this body reality?
是那120个人。
Is those 120.
这120人，如果我们从世俗的眼光看的话，在另外三四百人的眼光看起来好像很笨，你知道，我们都去做自己的事，我们照自己的方法，那些人就躲在小楼里面，每天在那里祷告。
From the other 300-400 people, they look at these 120 people, that they feel that these 120 people are very stupid and gathering in the small rooms and pray all day long.
但圣灵浇灌下来，五旬节首先经历的是哪些人经历？
But when Holy Spirit poured down in the Pentecost day, who had this experience first?
照着主所吩咐，在那里聚集的人。
The one who obeyed and gathered.
神的工作出去也是从这批人首先开始。
God's work also started from this 120 people.
所以我们从圣经可以很清楚地看到，神不但乐意我们聚集，神是吩咐我们要聚集在一起。
So from the Bible we can see that not only God likes us together, but God actually commands us together.
身体的经历不能用想象的。
The experience of a body cannot be imagined.
因为人和人之间有很多功课要学习。
Because there is so much homework for every one of us to study between people.
但是人如果照着主所吩咐的去聚集，主就有办法把他的心意能够不但启示在里面，而且把盼望放在人的里面。
But if men gather according to God's command, then God has a way to reveal His hope to us.
我到目前为止。我还没看到一个，还没有认识一个人，他不用照着主的方式聚集，而他对主蛮有盼望的人，我还没看到。
I have not seen anyone who did not gather according to God's command, and but still have this great hope from God.
如果你们认识
，If you know someone,
他真的对神的旨意很有盼望
，that he had great hope with God's will.
我真的希望认识这个人。
I would like to meet him.
他不需要照主的方式聚集。
That he never gathered according to God's command.
他不需要过身体的生活。
And he never need to experience the body life.
他对主的旨意，他对神所要成就的蛮有把握，而且是全心全意向着神。
But he still have this great assertion about God's hope, and he had this wholeheartedly about God.
我想你听，我根本就不可能这种，不可能有这种人出现。
I don't believe there is such person.
因为神是要建立基督的身体，如果他不在身体里面，他连盼望都不产生了，还怎么建立呢？
Because God wants to build up this body, so if he is not in the body, how can he have hope?
所以主很乐意我们聚集在一起。
God wants us together.
借着在一起寻求主，一起认识主的机会，基督成为我们荣耀的盼望，在我们里面是真实的。
To get together to understand the Lord and to receive the glory from God.
所以这里我们就有功课学习。
So here is the homework we have to learn.
我们信主到现在。
And from the day we believe till now.
我们是不是圣经所讲有一批人叫做首先在基督里有盼望的人？
Are we the group of people called by the Bible those who have hope?
我们的盼望在哪里？
Where's our hope?
是不是首先在基督里有盼望的人
？Are those people who first in the Christ？
首先就表示怎么样说？别人还没有盼望，但是你有盼望。
What is the meaning of first? Meaning that when everyone doesn't have hope, you have hope.
大家都有盼望了，我才来有盼望。那我已经可能不是那个首先的。
If everyone already have hope and you started to get hope, then you're not the first.
你知道我们这个人常常都是。不喜欢走在第一个，我们也不喜欢走在最后一个，我们要夹在中间。
You know, us, our nature doesn't like to lead in the front and do not like to be at the end. We want to be in the middle.
但是在神的旨意要成就的过程中，神一直在呼召这个首先答应呼召的人。
But God always calls people out to be first and leading the way to accomplish His will.
所以要把我们带到这个盼望的时机。
God wants us to want to bring us into this hope.
所以如果我们真的有盼望，
So if we truly get the hope.
所以他在罗马书第12章就讲说，在盼望中，在指望中就要喜乐。
And in chapter 12 of book of Romans, it says that if we are in the hope, we have to be joyful.
甚至在患难中就忍耐。
And even in the tribulations, we persevere.
因为盼望在里面。
Because we have hope.
然后呢，我们的祷告就要恒切。
And we have to persist in our prayers.
当然我们常常为我们自己的需要祷告，这是感谢主，我们愿意依靠主。
Of course, we always pray for our own need, and thanks the Lord, this is how we rely on Him.
但是我们有没有蒙神更大的恩典，能够照着神的心意来祷告？
But do we have the greater grace that we can pray according to His will?
那这就是关系到我们神的旨意是不是我的盼望。
And then that is related to whether God's will is my hope.
神所说的盼望是不是也是我所认为的盼望？
And the hope that God mentioned is that the same hope that I have.
我必须承认我自己也是常常学这个功课。
I have to admit that this is the lesson I learn all the time.
神说基督是我们盼望的所在。
When we say that the hope is in Christ Jesus,
但是我的心真的觉得基督是我盼望的所在吗？
But did I really have my heart on Christ Jesus?
我真的需要主的怜悯。
We really need God's mercy.
如果这是真实的，
If this is real,
如果这是真是神要的，
If this is truly what God wants,
我需要神把它坐在我里面。
And I need God to work in them.
就好像以前我参加一些特会哈。
Like in the past, I joined other special gatherings.
特别参加特会，次数逐渐增加之后。
And especially when I continuously to join more and more gatherings.
我那时候就会感觉说，哎，怎么每次讲的很多东西都是差不多的
？And then I realized that how come every time the sermon is about the same?
是不是还需要参加？
Should I join more other gatherings?
因为我对那个没有兴趣啊。
Because I wasn't interested in those.
而且我也不会主动把我的思想把我的人放在那样的一个方向里面。
And I did not put myself into that direction.
所以呢有一次哈我仍然去参加特会但是我的心呢都完全转向。
So one time I was joining this special gathering, but my heart was not in there.
那个完全脱离那个方向结果的就我人坐在聚会当中但是我一句话都没听进去。
Even though I was sitting in the gathering, but I did not hear anything.
我花了很大的代价，因为我是坐飞机来的，我不是在这里开车，我是坐飞机来的，我花了很多的时间，结果我坐在里面什么都没得到。
I paid a great price. I flew myself to the gathering, but I was sitting in there not hearing anything.
那就让我更觉得说，我还需要再来这个聚会吗
？So then I question myself, should I come back for this gathering?
感谢主还怜悯我，还可以到主的面前。
And thanks the Lord to have mercy on me so that I can come back to Him.
那次我就到主面前，我起先是一点点祷告，但是没有效果。
In the beginning, I pray a little bit, but there is no feeling.
我那一次不是很短的时间，那是总共两个半月的时间。
That was a, even though that's a little praying, but it lasted for 2.5 months.
所以不是只有参加一个特会，参加好几个特会。
So it's not just one special gathering, but many.
但是呢，这好几个特会参加，我一到了最后一个的时候，我就发现我现在是真的是空空的回去了。
And after all these gatherings, I realized that I went back empty.
但是我已经在最后一个特会的时候，在开始我已经发现我快要空空的，我就开始祷告了。
So in the last gathering, I realized that I am empty, so I have a serious prayers.
但是我虽然是祷告呢，但是我并没有彻底的奉献。
Even though after praying, I don't have the complete sanctification.
所以今天祷告呢，明天还是一样。
So today I pray, tomorrow is still the same.
一直到了最后一个晚上。
Until the last night.
我发现，明天早上的聚会结束之后，我没有得着。那就是我这两个半月所有呢，通通没有得到。
Tomorrow morning is the last gathering. If I don't receive any message, then I have not received anything for the last 2.5 months.
我不晓得你感觉呢，我当时觉得真是很可怕。
I felt terrible at that time.
我那天晚上真的跪下来。
I knelt down that night.
先奉献，彻底的认罪。
First to sanctify myself and admit my sins.
主让我隐隐约约知道说怎么样说，我的问题就是我拒绝这些东西。
And Lord had revealed to me that this is because I had rejected this.
但是那天晚上我认罪悔改之后，我没想到第二天早上一开始聚会，我的眼泪就会掉下来。
But after I confess my sin, and repent, the next morning gathering, once the gathering starts, I weep.
我不是得了很多的道理，我 我是遇见了主。
I did not receive a lot of messages, but I met the Lord.
那一次之后，我在里面就问说，如果这些特会所讲的真的是你的心意，那你要让我也得到这个第一手的启示。
And I prayed to the Lord that if all these gatherings are truly revealing your will, I want to receive your revelations.
因为那些是我们盼望的所在，我要求主把盼望给我。
Because this is where my hope can lay on, and I ask Lord to give me those hope.
当我在主面前认真祷告寻求之后，我就发现，哎，主让我读圣经，读来读去都看到那些东西。
After I seriously prayed to the Lord and I read the Bible and reading the same message.
所以那时候我比较清楚明白，不是那些聚会的问题，是我的问题。
So I starting to understand that it's not the reason of those gatherings but myself.
当我奉献自己在主的手中，主就把能够传递他旨意的那些器皿所传递的话，成为给我的话。
When I'm willing to consecrate myself, then Lord allow all those messages through other people into me.
当然我的祷告就开始转向。
So then my prayer starts changing directions.
这是你的心意，但是我又够不上，但是我现在逐渐慢慢知道，我求主把我带往前走。
I understand this is your will, but I couldn't reach it, and I pray to the Lord to lead me towards the will.
所以这里是为着神心意的祷告。
So this is prayer, for the purpose of reaching to God.
也要很迫切的祷告。
And we need to continuously to pray.
因为神的，后来我才慢慢知道，神的旨意成就，那真的是宇宙间最大的事情。
And then I totally understand now that when God's will accomplished, this is the biggest thing in the universe.
比我个人所经历的一件一件的神迹奇事，远远的超过，远远的超过。
It's going to supersede all the individual miracles that I experienced.、
而且呢，不但我们自己要进入要经历，我们要成为帮助弟兄姊妹进入的这个器皿。
So not only we have to experience it ourselves, we have to be the tools to help other brothers and sisters to experience the same.
所以在这个那个罗马书第十二章说圣徒缺乏要帮补。
And therefore in the book of Romans chapter 12 it mentioned that for the brothers and sisters who has lack, we need to help them.
我们那时候以前在台北的时候哈，那个参加特会哈，就好些弟兄姊妹在暗中在帮助那些在财务上不够的弟兄姊妹。
In Taipei, when I had the gathering there, a lot of brothers and sisters are always helping other brothers and sisters in hidden way.
不是把教会这个所收到的奉献拿出来，而是弟兄姊妹暗中去帮助。
Not to bring in the offerings to help from church to help brothers and sisters, but and secretly to help others personally.
因为那时候我是管财务啊，我也开奉献箱啊，所以这些事情特别了解。
Because I am the one managing the financial, so I understand what had happened.
所以如果你神的旨意、神的盼望、神给的盼望成为你的盼望，你知道你帮助弟兄姊妹不是仅仅在一个肤浅的层面。
So if you understand God's hope is your hope, and helping brothers and sisters will not become so superstitious.
不是只是仅仅是停留在人的需要层次。
It's not just staying in what human being need.
那个受帮助的弟兄姊妹，真的能够是被主得着，能够达到主所要达到的。
The one who was helped by others can reach to God's will.
不但是近处的，远处的弟兄我们也会这样子。
Not only the brothers and sisters close to you, but also brothers and sisters far away from you.
我信主这么多年，我得到很多远处的弟兄姊妹的帮助。
After I become a Christian, I have received a lot of helps from distant brothers and sisters.
我感觉这些弟兄姊妹里面，他们有一个荣耀的盼望在里面。
I felt that these brothers and sisters have this glorious hope.
他不是看你可怜所以帮你。
They did not help you because they have pity on you.
他们是希望你能够在神的心意上能够受神第一手的带领。
But they were hoping that you can be led by God according to God's will.
所以这是宝贵的。
So this is precious.
活在盼望中的人会把希望带给人。
Living in hope, you will bring hope to others.
如果我们没有在盼望中，我们就没有办法达
If we
在没有办法在这个时机。
If we don't live in hope, we cannot spread the hope.
好，所以这个是我们在主面前需要学习的。
This is a lesson that we have to learn.
甚至怎么讲说呢？遇到所谓逼迫的事情呢，你也会照着神的旨意来为逼迫你的祷告。
Even in the event of persecutions, you will pray because of the persecutions.
那这个罗马书十二章说，与喜乐的同乐，与哀哭的同哭。
And it mentioned in the book of Romans, that you will joyful with the one who is joyful and mourn with the one who is mourn.
好，我想再提另外一点。
And I want to mention another point.
我们奉献进入教会的生活，应该是有盼望。
We sanctify ourselves to enter into the church life. We should have hope.
更进一步，主要借着我们在一起生活的缘故。
The next step is God, through our life together.
让我们魂的更新能够加快。
So that our soul can be revived.
所以不单是个人经历魂的更新。
So not only personal soul revive.
团体来经历神的更新。
But we are, getting this revival as a collectively.
不但团体经历魂的更新。团体来见证这一个聚集里面充满了耶稣基督的信实。
As a group getting revived, the group gets testimony and experience God.
耶稣基督的信实是有什么特性？
And there is a special characteristics of Christ Jesus' will.
他不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
He did not force us because he is on the same level of God.
他虚己。他倒空自己，他取了奴仆的样式。
He emptied himself to be the servant.
他自己卑微，而且存心顺服神。
He humbled himself and has total obedience to God.
而且呢，照着神旨意，死在十字架上。
And according to God's will, die on the cross.
但是神将他升为至高。
And then God raised him to the highest.
这是。在腓立比书第二章告诉我们基督心思的一些重点。
This is in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, and mention about the importance of his will.
那里告诉我们说，有这样的心思，神把他带在这样的实际，荣耀就可以归给神。
And there it told us that because there is this will, and God can bring into the glory.
所以我们要荣耀神。
So we have to glorify God.
不是光手去做什么事情。
Not for us to do anything.
要问说，我们这一个人在神面前有没有被神改变？
But we should ask whether we were changed by God.
我们现在所想的是不是神所要我们想的？
What we are thinking now is that the thoughts that God wants us to have.
主耶稣的生命性情是不是我们的生命性情？
Jesus' life is that the same life that we have.
如果主耶稣的性情、他的思想、他的感受。都是跟我们是跟他一致的。圣经讲说，荣耀可以归给神。
If we have the same life, thought, and mind as Jesus Christ, then the Bible told us that this is glory to God.
所以这是教会生活宝贵的一点。
This is the precious of church life.
我没有那样的心思。
If I don't have this same mind.
但是神把我摆在这一群有基督心思的圣徒当中。
But God put me among the brothers and sisters who has the Christ mind.
神就把我虽然是被动的，但是他把我带到这个团体的这个经历里面。
Even though I'm passive, God bring me into this group.
而且呢，不但进入这个经历，而且我逐渐能够发现，神的确是旨意是这样子。
And not only I can start to experience, then I can realize the God's will.
认识神和经历神，神的同在是那样的实在，是那样的丰富。
To acknowledge God and understanding and experience the abundance.
所以教会生活是带给我们应该是继续的更新变化。
So church life should give us the new life and continuously reviving new life.
我们不想有基督心思的，我们就不想跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
If we don't have this Christ mind, then we do not want to be among brothers and sisters.
特别不喜欢跟那些有基督心思的人在一起。
And we on purposely do not want to gather with those who has Christ mind.
因为我是属地的想法，那些他属天的那个想法他一表现出来的时候，马上就显出那个差距太大。
Because I have this earthly mind, and when I gather with brothers and sisters who has the heavenly mind, then it reveals my loneliness.
最好的方法是不要跟他们在一起。
So the best way to is to avoid them.
我能保持原样。
Then I can remain myself.
但是你如果是对主有盼望的。
But if you have hope.
如果圣灵在你里面是真实的。
And if Holy Spirit is true in you.
我虽然不喜欢，但是主会这样带领。
Even though if I don't like to be with them, Lord will lead me to get together.
没有人可以自己变成主的样式。
Nobody can turn themselves into God's image.
我们今天能够更新变化，都是主所做的。
Today, when we can revive ourselves, these are all done by God.
主要我们配合。
But God wants us to cooperate.
啊，所以这是宝贵的。
So this is precious.
另外一点，在基督身体的这个经历当中。
In another point of the body experience, Christ,
神要我们能够做恢复的器皿。
God wants us to be able to revive.
但这个恢复呢，不是用道理恢复，不单是用道理恢复。
But this revival tools is not only using reasons
or doctrine.
Or doctrines.
主是要我们以他的生命性情，以善来胜恶。
God wants us to be kind to overcome evil.
你知道我们都活在肉身当中。
You know that we are all living in our flesh.
所以呢，我们会发肉体。
So we have this flesh evil.
所以不要以为说讲到恶呢，一定要做什么杀人放火的事情。
So do not think of evil to kill or murder or steal.
其实呢，我体贴肉体，我活在肉体当中就已经在恶里面了。
If I am caring of my own body, then I am already living in the evil.
什么人是与神为敌的？
Who is against God?
你记得罗马书第八章有这么一句话吗？
Do you remember in the book of Romans chapter 8?
体贴圣灵的是什么？
Who cares about spirit?
生命平安。
The one who cares about spirit has life and peace.
第七节说，体贴肉体的就是与神为仇。
Verse 7, the sinful mind is hostile to God.
所以只要我体贴肉体，我就可能是那个把恶带出来的人。
So if I care about my flesh, then I am the one who bring out evil.
还不要想说在地上的怎么样去那些我们所认为这地上法律的那些犯罪事。
Not to mention about the other actions against law.
所以我们都活在肉身当中。
So we are in this flesh.
我们都有机会成为把恶带出来的人。
We all have this chance to bring out sin.
那是不是我们那个以恶报恶？
So are we treating sin with sin?
是不是大家打成一团，吵在一块？
Shall we all fight together?
不是。
No.
特别要让基督的生命性情在他里面。
We should have Christ's personality in us.
神使教会的聚集是要把神的良善显出来。
God wants church to get together to reveal His kindness.
主耶稣来到地上，就把神是良善的神显明出来。
Jesus came to the earth to reveal God's kindness and love.
教会在地上，也把基督里面的良善，基督那个生命性的良善，神的良善能够彰显出来。
Church on earth is going to reveal God's kindness and love.
但我活在肉身当中。我怎么能够把良善表现出来？
But I live in this flesh, then how do I reveal it?
我的肉体只能叫人家受苦。
My body can only harm other people.
我的肉体只叫人家受伤害。
I always harm other people.
我的肉体叫人家对基督没有盼望。
And my body will not bring hope to Christ.
我的肉体叫人觉得神的旨意根本不值得一顾。
My body reveal nothing regarding God.
但怎么能有盼望？
So how could that be a hope?
除非我是一个奉献的人。
Unless I'm a consecrated person.
弟兄姊妹是一个奉献的人。
and all the brothers and sisters are also consecrated.
我活在弟兄姊妹当中。
And I live among the brothers and sisters.
我因为我的无知，因为我的软弱，所以常常有恶出来。
Because of my weakness, I reveal evil.
但弟兄姊妹不以恶报恶。
But brothers and sisters do not treat me with evil.
弟兄姊妹听凭主怒。
Brothers and sisters, listen to the Lord.
等候主。
Await for the Lord.
等候主在我身上做工。
Await for the Lord to work in me.
我该受的管教，等候时间的，等候神的时间来管教我。
The thing that I need to be disciplined, brothers and sisters, await Lord to discipline me.
我该得着的更新变化，等候神照他的方法来使我更新变化。
What I should receive the renewal from Lord, brothers and sisters, await for the Lord to give me.
弟兄姊妹仍然爱我。
Brothers and sisters still love me.
仍然为我祷告。
Still pray for me.
仍然把我接纳成为一个肢体。
Still receive me as one of the body parts.
仍然把我接纳成为一个真正的弟兄。
To receive me as the true brother.
但是弟兄怎么在受苦。
But brothers and sisters are suffering.
神要用神的良善来吞灭这一切的死亡。
Lord wants to use His kindness to cover up all this death.
你放心好了。
To take heart.
神如果还要我的话，他一定会帮助我。
If God still wants me, He will help me.
而且弟兄姊妹从主那里去支取神的能力。
And brothers and sisters continuously to receive power from God.
甚至弟兄姊妹把炭火堆在我头上。
And even brothers and sisters, that is bringing the fire onto my hand.
因为我发肉体成为弟兄姊妹的仇敌。
Because I became brothers and sisters' enemy.
弟兄姊妹不与敌人对待。
But they don't treat me as enemy.
弟兄姊妹却是什么？以神的心意来对待。
But brothers and sisters use God's will to treat me.
这是困难的。
This is difficult.
但是对奉献人来讲的话，主有办法把他虽然困难，但是把他带到那样可以荣耀主的时机去。
But for brothers and sisters who are consecrated to the Lord, even though this is difficult, they can bring them to the glorious.
这是身体生活的一部分。
This is part of the body life.
我们不喜欢，但是却不可避免。
We do not like, but we cannot avoid it.
但是主要怜悯我们，在这样的过程当中把身体建造起来。
God has mercy on us to build the body up.Through this process.
求主照他的旨意来帮助我们。
And may Lord continuously to help us according to His will.
我们祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们把这些的话再交回到你的手中。
Lord, we put all these words into your hand.
如果不合你心意的，愿你宝血遮盖。
If it's not according to your will, please cover with your blood.
如果能够叫我们得益处，能够进入身体的经历的实际的。
If these are beneficial to bring us into the body,
求你给我们回头的亮光。
Please give enlighten us.
带我们进入身体的实际。
Bring us into this body reality.
让你身体的见证能够在这块地能够彰显出来。
So that the body testimony can be revealed on this earth.
我们无依无靠的把自己在奉献交托在你手中。
We give ourselves to you again.
我们也把在这里聚集的每一个弟兄姊妹在交托在你的手中。
We also give all the brothers and sisters who are gathering here to you.
求你在我们身上做人所不能做的工作。
May you work your work.
愿你得着你当得的荣耀，敬拜和爱戴。
And may you receive your glories and thankful.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.